Welcome to Stretch with the Word with Otis Stories Prayers for today. When we pray, everything becomes possible.
Hello, you're welcome to Stretch with the Word with the Otis Stories Prayer Community. Hallelujah. Stretch with the Word is part of our prayers for today, and it is with our community, the Otis Stories Prayer Community. Praise God. So my name is Mrs. Elo Otiede. I am the founder and the writer of OtisStories.com and the prayer leader of the Otis Stories Prayer Community. So Otis Stories is a faith-based story site that has a prayer, very active and powerful prayer community. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're listening to this prayer session and you're not part of the prayer community, all you need to do is go to our website, otisstories.com. Search for our Android app on Play Store, Otis Stories, and then download or visit our website and then register. Okay, register as a member. When you register as a member, you are automatically included into our prayer list, sets of people we pray for every day. Hallelujah. But it's not enough. You need to keep coming. The activities, we have activities every day. Our fasting days, our Mondays and Fridays. Okay, so we have, there are posts to lift your spirit up. You know, we have the story for the day and the story of the day. You know, these stories are faith-based. They are spiritual. They are powerful. And by reading them, in fact, by reading them, you experience miracles. Your heart receives hope. You know, you receive peace. You know, hallelujah. So there's a story of the day for each day, and there are prayers of the day for each day, and there are posts. You get to see testimonies of other community members that will lift you up. Praise God. And as you rejoice with their testimonies, you know, we'll be expecting yours sooner than you expect. You expected. And as you rejoice with others, it's good to always rejoice with others. You know, it means that same thing is coming my way. When you rejoice with others, you're trying to say that same thing that is happening to this person is, I'm next. So apart from reading testimonies and rejoicing with people who have testified, you know, around your life, it's good to rejoice with people who are doing well. It's very good to rejoice with people who are doing well, because it means this thing, I'm part of it. I'm part of this testimony. It's happening in my life too. It's going to happen in my life too. I'm next. So do not, when your neighbor, when your friends are experiencing a breakthrough, do not feel bad. Do not feel jealous. Do not feel down. Do not feel inferior. Rejoice with them as though it is you. For it, you are going to be next in line. Praise God. All right. So stretch with the word. Stretch with the word. Stretch with the word of God. So this week, for every week, there's a new stretch with the word of God. Now, when we are stretching with the word of God, we are praying with the word of God all through the week. It's a particular, just one scripture, and we are expected to pray with it every day of the week. And this scripture, we are praying with this scripture in this prayer session, and that means you're expected to play this prayer session at least once a day all through this week. So the answers we have to life questions are in the word of God. When we stretch with the word of God, when we pray with the word of God and stretch with it, we are insisting that this thing is mine, therefore it must come to pass. This is what I must see, because this thing is mine. I'm a woman, therefore I should be seen as a woman. I'm a woman. I cannot be addressed as a man. That's an example there. Okay, so this is how my life is. This is it, and this is what I must see. You know, what we decree on earth is decreed in heaven. So the configuration as a new creation in Christ Jesus, your new life needs you to decree it into manifestation, and that is what we do. And your new life, the receipt of your new life, the manual, the evidence, what you are now, the proof is in the word of God. So we go to the word of God as a mirror to see who we are now. We take out a portion of who we are. We decree that this is who we are, and that this is what we shall see, and nothing contrary. Praise God. All right, so for this week, we are, you know, during our fasting last week, during our fast last week, you know, I told us that I sensed in my spirit victory over death. That was on Friday. Victory over, dominion over death. Dominion over death. I just sensed it in my spirit. Dominion over death. Praise God. That means this week we're going to dwell on victory over death. Victory over death. Last week's stretch for the world was wonderful. It was powerful. And I got wonderful testimonies. Sometimes time will not permit me to post them on the platform that is on otisstories.com. Otherwise, we will not have any other posts other than testimonies. But we give God the glory. We keep posting them gradually, you know, so that more meaningful posts will be. No, testimonies are meaningful, but more posts that will bless, that will speak to you, will be seen. Hallelujah. Okay, so we are dwelling this week on dominion over death. I was praying last week, but I announced it on Friday, the second day of our fast. And the first day is always on Monday, second day is on Friday. And then I announced it on the platform that there's dominion over death. I sensed it in my spirit. And when I was asking God what we are going to stretch with, what part of the scripture we're going to look into this week, what part of the scripture we're going to pray with, it popped up again. Dominion over death. Dominion over death. Now, this is not popping up like we need to get the dominion over death. It's popping up like we already have it. And when you know that we have it, you know it's settled within. It's of great profit that we stretch with it. Praise God. It's of great profit that we stretch with it. And as I'm talking, I can see someone's relative whom death, you know, is about to snatch, being delivered. I can see someone's relative whom death is about to snatch, but that person is delivered. Like you have escaped. You have escaped immediately, suddenly you have escaped. You are not dying in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we give God the glory. So the scripture for this week and today, because it's prayers for today, you're stretching with the word. You know, the scripture for this week is taken from 2 Timothy 1 verse 10, and it says, "But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Hallelujah. Mark that line. Abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means to abolish something? I'm sure you know. It means to burn it. It means that thing is no longer there. To totally remove it. To totally stop it from existing. To remove, send that thing out and for it to never ever come back. Totally remove, totally delete, permanently delete, permanently trashed, and to never ever come back. Praise God. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. As long as you have given your life to Christ, you've prayed the salvation prayer, you've surrendered to Him, you are a child of God. And through the appearing of our Savior, your Savior, death has been abolished. He has abolished death through His death, burial, and resurrection for you. His sacrifice for you. And He has brought life and immortality to light. Let me give you a picture before we start praying. It's more like when you experience power failure in your home or around. When you experience power failure and everywhere is dark. That is death. I'm giving us an example, an illustration. You know, that is death. That is death. You get, everywhere is dark, nothing is working, but immediately your power is supplied and your house is connected to that power. What happens? Life begins to spring up. That means every appliance, every electronic device
will begin to walk immediately. They will begin to walk immediately because they are connected to power. And what happens? Does it mean when they're connected to the power, and does it happen that some parts of your, a part of your house, you know, will be dwindling between darkness and light? When your electrical appliances are connected to power, it's on, they are on, they are working. There's no time that, okay, darkness will just say, okay, yes, you're connected to power, but I'm still here. There's no way. When there's power supply, there is power supply. When there is no power supply, there is no power supply. The both of them do not stay. But glory be to God, death has been abolished. And life and immortality has been brought to light through the gospel. That means the moment you are connected to Jesus, the moment you are connected to Jesus, you are connected to life. You are connected to immortality. Death does not reign in your life anymore. You are full of abundant, abundant life. You are full of abundant life. You are connected to Jesus. You have received life and immortality. It is a power. It is a power. It is a spirit. So you have the spirit of life in you. You have the spirit of immortality in you. When you have the spirit of life in you, you cannot die. When life is on the tree, on a plant, even if you cut any of its branches, what will happen? It will grow back. Why? Because that tree has life. So when you have life, you cannot die. When something happens, it can never lead to death. You spring back. Though I'm talking of both in your body, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your affairs. There is nothing like cut off. There is nothing like death. There is nothing like total failure in marriage. There is nothing like total breakdown in your academics. There is nothing like total breakdown in your body. Even when there is an attack, it cannot hurt you. Like I said, the tree will grow back his branch and even become more beautiful. You have life. You have life. Death cannot reign over you. It is abolished. It cannot take over you anymore. You have dominion over death. When your organs are attacked by Satan, they spring back to life immediately. It cannot be cut off. You do not need to go through that surgery because you have abundant life. And this stretch with the world, we are going to dwell on life. We are not going to look to death because we have received dominion over death. Jesus has abolished death for you, for your sake. So we are going to pray and look at life. And because we have life, abundant life, we are connected, you know, as the main source, as the main life wire. We are connected to Jesus. We have received life. We are going to give life to every electronic, to every appliance in our life. We are going to give life to every area of our life. We are going to speak life to that area that to every area of your life. As much as you can remember, we are going to speak life, and they have received life. We are going to connect them to us who have received the life-giving spirit. We have life, the spirit of life. We have it because we are connected to Jesus. So every part of our lives, you know, death has been abolished. Rather, every part of our lives brings up now with life in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Shakabale. Libraga ba 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 shantali gede de 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 rekebo shantali gede de 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 ba 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 shantali gede de 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 regede de 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 bo shantali gede de 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 shagala da 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 ha riga bo 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 shantali gede de ya ba rigo bo 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 shantagale ha regede de 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 bo shantali gede de ya ha Libra kaba shantali gede, libre gede de, ababa baba 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 shantali gede, rege baba 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 shantali gede, riga la 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 baba shantali gede, rege de 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 baba shantali gede, rege baba 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 shantali gede, rege baba 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 shantali gede, riga da 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 rege de 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 In the name of Jesus, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on your behalf, death has been abolished. In over your life, death has been abolished. Death has been banned. Death has no more existence over your life. Death has been banned. Consigning you, death has no power. Jesus has freed you from the power of death. And even with this, you are the one who decide when to leave this earth, because death cannot tell you when to die, when to leave. No, death does not cut your life short. You decide to leave when you want to leave. You have dominion over death through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree over you, death has no power over you. Death is non-existence concerning you. Non-existent concerning you. Death does not exist in your life. In the name of Jesus, please decree with me right now. In the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus has died and you resurrected for me. And by the sacrifice of Jesus, I decree that death has been abolished. Let's take it again in another angle. I believe that by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for me, Jesus has abolished death from my life. He has totally removed death from my life. Therefore, I decree there is no more death for me. There is no more death for me. There is no more death for me. There is no more death in my finances. There is no more death in my marriage. There is no more death in my life. There is no more death in my job, in my career. There is no more death with my relationship with people. There is no more death in the way people see me. There is no more death. There is no more death in the name of Jesus. Death has been removed from me. There is no more death in my health. There is no more death in my organs. There is no more death in my academics. There is no more death in God's plan for my life, my destiny. There is no more death. In the name of Jesus, it has been removed. I believe I've received it through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And I insist. I hope you are declaring with me. I insist in the name of Jesus that death cannot reign here. Death cannot reign in my life. It has no right to live in my life. It has no right to live in me. It has no right to exhibit itself in me, to express itself in my life. It has no right. It has been abolished. I have dominion over death in the name of Jesus. You have dominion over death in the name of Jesus. Concerning your relatives, because your relatives are concerned, connected to you, and you are reaching out in faith to them. There is no more death. No more death. Keep praying with me. We are praying as prayer partners. We are agreeing together upon this word throughout this week. So keep praying with me. We are agreeing together on this word throughout this week. Labor shakabale. We give God thanks. for death over your life, death over my life, death over our lives have been abolished. It has been totally removed. Let me tell you something, as long as the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is true, then death has been totally removed from your life. We believe, we receive, therefore we insist that is how it is in my life, that's how it is in your life, in the name of Jesus. That is how it is in your life, in the name of Jesus. It has been removed. See, death has been totally removed from me. Death has been totally removed from your business. Things are happening in your life right now. Oh, I see death leaving people. Somebody's asking, but you said it has been removed. Why is it just leaving? Because you did not insist. It's just more like, the person now knows is right. Somebody who has taken your house forcefully, but he has been living freely because you did not know that it's your house. You know, now you know. You're saying, this is my house. What the person now knows, he knows he's right. So let me leave. I see death packing his load and leaving people, leaving your life, leaving people's life right now. So pray along. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. You have no place in our lives, death. You have no place. You have no place. Death has been removed. It has no right to stay. It has no right to stay. We insist. Death has been removed. Death in your cars. Death over your children. Death over your CV has been removed. Totally removed by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for you. It cannot stay. It is gone. Death over your tissues. Oh, someone is just getting healed supernaturally. You are healed in a way that it's something that it's very obvious, because it is by test you knew that you were sick. And it is, but when you go and do that same test, it's not about feelings. It's not about feelings. You look healthy, but you have done the test and you know that you're sick. When you go back and do that test, you will realize that you are whole. You are whole. You are healed, because death has gone. So it is in the name of Jesus. So it is in the name of Jesus. So it is in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are going to dwell on this. I know I said we're going to look towards light, but the Spirit of God is leading us to dwell here. So next week we will talk about the other part of the scripture, the light part. So let's keep on praying. No death in your hands. No death in your mind. It has been totally removed. It cannot stay. Jesus. Jesus. No death in your reproductive systems. No death in that your dream, that your vision, that ministry, because it has been totally removed by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It has been totally removed. Every legal presence of death, we insist, we address it and insist that he lives because it's illegal. You have no right. You have been removed and you stay removed. It has been removed and it stays removed. Thank you, Lord. It has been removed and it stays removed. I see someone's mind, someone who is out of his mind, someone who has mental, I don't know, it could be, you know, relative to someone or someone, but you have mental issues. That death over that was locking over your mind legally has taking his place, and you know what his place is? Out of your life. In the name of Jesus, it's out of your life. Death in your legs. I see someone sitting. I don't know, you're raising one leg, but the other leg cannot raise up. I don't know, there's just, the two legs are not, I just see one leg raised and the other one down. Whatever that illness, you know yourself. Death over your leg, 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 death over your leg that has been illegally dead, has been removed, 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 has been Thank you, Lord. It has been removed. Thank you, Lord, for victory over death. Oh, glory to God. By his dead, burial, and resurrection on our behalf, death has been abolished. Death has been removed. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Death has been removed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Death has been removed from our past, from our lives, from your life, from your past. Death has been removed totally. It has no place. He's not coming near you. It has been removed and it is scared of you. It is scared of your affairs. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It has been removed. We are free. You are free from death. You are free. It has been removed. Hey, thank you, Lord. Someone laughing with me. Death has been removed. The way out has come. The way out has been made. Jesus has died for you. Death has been removed. Jesus has resurrected for you. Death has been removed. Jesus lives for you. Death has been removed. Death has been removed. Death has been removed. Freedom has come. Light has replaced death in your life. Light. There is light. There is life. Life has come. Life has come. Immortality has come. Thank you, Jesus. Life has come. Life has come. Life has come. Life has come. Death has been removed. Thank you, Lord. Life has come. Life has come. Life has come for you. Life has come for you. Life has come for me. Life has come for me. Life has come for me. Oh, life has come for you. Life has come for you. Life has come for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. Say with me, I've received the life of God. I've received life abundant. I've received abundant life. I've received life abundantly. I've received abundant life. Keep saying it in the name of Jesus. I've received abundant life. I've received life abundantly. I've received life abundantly. Abundantly. And it's expressed in every area of my life now. Life has come. Life has come. Life has come. Light has come. Life has come for me now. I see life. I see light. In every area of my life, death has been removed. I see light. I see life. In every area of your life, death has been removed. Death has been removed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we give you thanks. Wow. Great are you, Lord. And you are greatly to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. You reign. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you are greatly to be praised. You are great, Lord. And you are greatly to be praised. Oh, you know what I see? I see people who were crying. Who can remove this death? We want to leave. Who can remove it? And Jesus is saying, I have done it. Just believe it and receive my deliverance. Receive my freedom. I have done it. I have done it. I am the master key. And because we have believed and we have received and insisted, and that is it. Death over your life has gone and you have received the life of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.